Hi, Carl. This is John Kyle with Local Flash. How are you doing?
Very good. How are yourself?
Real good. I appreciate you taking the call here. So I did get a lot of good notes here from Jonathan. Now, from what I gather, you're located based out of Stanton, right?
Actually, in Garden Grove now. I moved out of the house that I had there in Stanton. Sold that house. And I moved my business over in Garden Grove.
Now, did Jonathan tell you we're neighbors? We're based out of Fountain Valley, so our main office.
Well, yeah, and that's where this company was. This company's been in Fountain Valley for 50 years.
Oh, nice, perfect.
The previous owner was Woody was his name, and he owned G&H Appliance until around the pandemic time. He passed away about 7 years ago, and.
Oh.
So I was able to collect the business or collect the phone number basically and buy the business. And, the previous, after he had gotten it, I've been doing this 40 years with my other company. And so that's why, you know, most of the time we have a lot of referral, but as it is right now, because there's so much flooding with this market, in the appliance repair business, then that can be an issue. And with our referrals, we're not getting as many referrals as we were previously because there are so many companies out there now. And so now we're having to look at, you know, different things such as, I went to Yelp and I had them for about a year and it was a big bust. I was not real impressed with the service that I received from there. And the same thing with, you know, other smaller companies, different people that say they're going to put you at the top of Google and all this, and then they pay-per-click and all that, you know, and that was just not mine. I'm a small company, and, you know, I have a couple of guys in the field. If I was a major, huge company, then, you know, putting the money out there to put on at the top of Google, it would be great. But I'm not that. So if you're looking for somebody that's going to, you know, be at the top of your list there, you would probably want a bigger company. Myself, I'm semi-retired myself, but I still own the company. And I am still looking for ways to keep my guys busy,
which is the same thing as
everybody's company trying to do. Go ahead.
Exactly. I will say that you are our perfect client. So just to let you know how we operate, we've been in business half the time you've been in business about 50 years. I think you said it was a little over 50. The whole company has been in business, but you've been doing this 40 yourself. We've been doing this for about 20. You know, again, based out of Fountain Valley, similar to you. So if anything goes wrong, you actually have our home address or our home base address.
Well, yeah,
the previous
gentleman lived on Daisy. You know where Daisy is, so.
Yeah, exactly. Of course. Absolutely. So that's the same thing. I mean, I go to, if you're from like Joe's Italian Ice, I really loved eating there, getting that there after going to Disneyland. So a big fan of just that whole Greater Garden Grove area. I used to get burgers at Apollo's, if you're familiar with Apollo's, where they're on roller skates.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know? So, you know, just, again, I
know
that
was
exactly
great on Beach Boulevard, yeah.
Exactly. So, you know, we're talking the same language as far as, you know, what we can do for you. And I understand where you're coming from is that a lot of these new guys, all they do is, like, social media advertising or online-based advertising.
That's right.
Flood people's sensory organs, so to speak, with like viral stuff or whatever the case may be, just to try to be remembered that way. So what we do is a little bit more of the old school version. You know, Google is basically replaced the phone book. Would you agree?
Well, that's the whole thing, yes. Yeah, it's like, you know, Google Maps has replaced, you know, Thomas Brothers.
Right. I used to use the Thomas Guide all the time.
Oh, God, me too.
When I grew up in San Diego and I drove up to Northern California to go to school, and I used the Thomas Guide because it was, you know, before 2000 when everyone had like cell phones with maps on it. You know, I had a flip phone. You know what I mean? so you're familiar
with that. I had a car phone I bought from Sears, so I got it.
Well, there you go. There you go. You had one of the ones we called Zach Morris phones where it looked like a giant.
Yes, yes. Weighed about 10 pounds. You stick it in your in your car where the lighter was. You know, that was
with that, with that permanent antenna that was like a good 1 foot
oh,
long.
Oh, my God. Yes, yeah, yes.
So, you know, and again, I hope that, you know, me being on the phone gives you a little bit of a match in that regard. I'm a little bit more old school than most of these, you know, 20-something-year-old guys.
Well, and that's good because myself, because of my age, I'm 70, okay? And I don't look at all the social media stuff. Now, my son, he tells me I should be because that's where everything is going, Facebook and Instagram and Telegram and all these other ones. And to me, I don't know, I'm just not that kind of person. I grew up, you know, doing going out and putting business cards on people's houses. That's where I got a lot of my clients.
Right.
You know,
so this is the beauty of what we do. We don't expect you to be an expert in marketing. You let our guys handle that. You just have to appreciate that people do use Facebook. You know, the biggest reason why appliance repair guys partner with us on Facebook is moms groups. You've heard of moms groups on Facebook?
Moms groups, no.
Yeah, that's where they share information amongst, like, you know, friends and family, and they will say things like G&H is who you got to go to for appliance repair or something like that. That's
that's what I do with Nextdoor. Okay, I'm in Nextdoor in Fountain Valley.
Right, right. And Nextdoor is very similar to that, right? Nextdoor is a very similar type model. It's just that Nextdoor relies on people to be on Nextdoor, whereas Facebook, you know, you and I both know, that's used by a lot more people.
Yeah, definitely. But you know what? The Facebook is used by a lot more older people because, you know, it's not, the young crowds don't really like Facebook as much as they used to. They like
Instagram.
Did you
Instagram, want to reach out to the young
like
crowds?
Telegram
are you,
and all that.
Are you trying to touch the young crowds mainly or the
population? No. I'm going for the older crowds because they're the ones who have houses, they're the ones who have, like I said, with G&H, their clientele are starting to die off because they are so old. And, that's where we've lost a lot of our clientele, you know, but I do everything by computer. My invoicing and so forth. And so that's something that I had to do. The previous owners did everything on paper, you know.
Oh, of course. They had those receipts that had a yellow and pink copy underneath, right?
Exactly. And so now I have to wait for all of these customers to call me to tell them that I'm the new G&H, you know. So I can't call them back because I don't have those papers.
You have the phone number saved because that's how baby boomers remember businesses is on the phone number. So what we do is really start hitting more of the generation Xers, right? The people that are like my age, a little bit older, a little bit younger.
Right.
But not really going far into the world of millennials and whatever new generation they're called now.
I gotcha.
So that's why we only do Facebook. I want to be clear on that. We don't touch TikTok or Instagram. It's just not converting for anyone, right? So it's not worth the ROI to even try to invest in it for the type of business that you do.
Yeah, return on investment, right. Mm-hmm.
Right. So I will show you this. You accept text messages on this phone number. Is that correct, Carl?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yes. Wouldn't have been the case 20 years ago, but right now you do. So here's how I'm going to send you this. Remember when everyone
That's the thing. You have to now. You have to go with the times. And I've gone with the times, and I mean, I had two phones. I had this one for my business. I have a personal phone, you know, so.
Right. And Carl, is it with a C or a K?
With a K.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, so with
a K, Carl, K-A-R-L.
Gotcha. So I sent you two text messages from our 877 main line. The first one just says, "Hi, Carl, this is John Kyle from Local Slash, so you have my contact info. In the event today's call trickles into future calls." And then the second message is showing you a sample website. It's a preview website so you can see what we have built out for you. Because from what I gather, correct me if I'm wrong, I didn't see a completed website. It seems like you're working on one. Is that right?
Yeah, because the person that had my website previously, It wasn't under G&H, and it was under, I think G&H Appliance was, they did have a website, but I think when he passed away, it was taken down or something happened to it, or the person quit working it.
Gotcha.
But with mine, I had doallservices.com or doallappliance.com, and those are gone because the person that I had left and didn't leave me the back door key.
Oh, right. When you don't have access to the domain, it's like hijacking a whole like presence online. Well, here's pull up. This is included with our service. So I know you're trying to maybe pay someone to build out a website. If you like what you
yeah,
hear
that's
today,
what that's what I was doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you like what you hear today, you won't have to because this is included with what we do. We're not trying to charge for this. We just know it's important to have. To promote
right.
on Google, so we include it.
Right. So now, I'm talking to you on here, so I'm not going to be able to look at it right now, but I will.
No worries. No worries.
When I get off the phone.
It's not meant to win any graphics design awards. It's meant to just be a great place to house the service offerings, including what appliances you can work on, so that way you can really
right.
target, you know, that information. More importantly, though, it's designed for cell phone use. When you scroll through that website, when you do pull it up, you can see you scroll up and down on it. The click-to-call button will stay steady on the site at all times, at the top and at the bottom. And the main reason why we do that, Carl, is you and I both know, not the baby boomers, but the other generations now, they don't memorize phone numbers anymore. They don't even look for them. They just want to press a button. And
oh,
call.
No. That's it. Press a button. You got it.
Yeah. So we designed it specifically for that to appreciate the general laziness of a prospective customer. Okay, so that's all included there on the website. But the reason why I was sending that to you again, that's just what we provide in order to make sure that you're up on the first page, because having a good website is critical for Google profile presence. Fortunately,
oh, absolutely.
For you
always want a website. I understand that. Definitely.
Right, and unfortunately for you, you have so much history. It's really, you know, you're what we consider low-hanging fruit in terms of getting you promoted to the first page of Google. And the main reason being, I see companies here that say 3 years in business. 3 years in business.
Right.
There's like 5 years in business. And it's funny because a lot of them have like very little reviews. So it's not like the appliance repair business.
Well, it's
is,
hard to get the customer to review. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, we got that covered too, Carl. So you know
yeah.
how we do that? Basically, instead of you asking in person, because we talk about the laziness of today's customer, this is true.
Absolutely.
Instead of you asking in person, when you're there with them, let's say you're done, you quickly send them a text message or an email. All you do is go on our back end, and you can access this from your phone through our app. You go on the back end, you type in their phone number. It's an automated text message or email, depending on how you send it to them, and it just says click here to leave a review, because that way the customer doesn't have to do this. You and I both know if you ask in person, they have
right.
to A, remember, B, find you online, and then C, find out how to leave a review for you online. All those things require
right.
like a little bit of brain power that some people are unwilling to conjure up.
Well, it's
so,
that, and you know, that's the thing. It's like I have, you know, one other item that I use when I take credit cards and checks, and that I use that app, and anytime a check comes in, the person's name, it automatically sends out something to them for a review.
Nice. You're already trying to do that already.
I've been trying to do that, but you know what? It's a one man army here.
Right. So again, if you've already been able to digest Yelp, even though Yelp wasn't effective, you're able to digest their pricing. Our pricing is basically the same ballpark. So just to let you know how it works, we do Facebook as well. We build out
right.
a Facebook profile for you, so you don't have to worry about being a social media guru or a TikToker or anything like that. And then
right.
we will send out $100 of Facebook ads each and every month as part of your core service. So that way,
right.
this allows you to hit a couple other regions outside of your home base. So, you know, Google sets up your home base based on the map pin, right? But let's say you want to target
right.
Huntington Beach specifically. Facebook ads work like this. If someone is searching in Huntington Beach for appliance repairs near me on Google or another platform, you've seen this term before, Carl. Facebook will capture the information of that search in the form of a cookie. You've seen that when you go to a website, this site accepts cookies. So once that cookie is captured, Facebook will now later on that evening reach out to that client in their newsfeed. That's when your ad will pop up for G&H. And the reason why a lot of our clients like Facebook, now instead of being in a list of companies, yours is the only ad they see in that moment. So don't get me wrong. And Google is really important to be there because you are going to have some people who want some urgent fixes, right? So they really look and see who's at the top of the list. And then Facebook is just more for that person who, for whatever reason, didn't decide in that moment. And then they see you later on that evening reminding them, oh, yeah, I needed to fix that. And then they'll give you a call. Facebook, the beauty of Facebook, it has about a more than double conversion rate than running a Google ad. But the real best part about Facebook, it's 20 times less expensive than running a Google ad. That's why everyone runs Facebook ads.
Ah, I see. Okay.
So that's the two-pronged.
Well, I know the marketplace and places like that on Facebook are very good. That's where everybody tells you to go to, you know.
Yeah, marketplaces, if you're selling tangible stuff, absolutely. And then the boost ads is what they call this version, is called retargeting marketing. So you're hitting people later on in the evening if they were searching for you earlier, right? So, so again, all-inclusive, we'd run $100 of Facebook ads, build out a profile, give you a website, and we'll capture whatever domain you want us to capture. That's fine, as close as possible to your desired domain. All-inclusive for all this and getting you on the first page of Google, it's a month-to-month cost of $249.
Okay, so that's... that's very reasonable.
I figured it wasn't out of bounds. That's why you didn't tell me to get off the phone.
Yeah, no, at this point. and plus, you know, if you've got business coming in, you don't mind putting, you know, money out for the business. You know?
Right.
That's the thing. It's like with Yelp, I was with them for a year, and I think I got a total of 37 jobs out of it, which I put a lot more money into it.
Yelp, were you paying per lead with Yelp, or were you paying like just for like the promoted?
I was paying
ad?
A monthly. Paying a monthly.
So it's very similar to the price point of us, obviously. Maybe a little more, maybe a little less. I know it's very similar when you're paying monthly.
Well, and the thing is, though, is if I see that something is working, I continue. But if I see something that's not working, you know, it's not going to work for me.
Right.
So
and that's why
where,
we only do
you
a month-to-month
platform. Those calls coming in. Right.
Yeah, yeah. We expect to earn your business each and every month. Your Facebook ads are live within 7 to 14 days, as well as your website. So you'll see the at least the sweat equity go in that very first month to get everything live. And then, you know, we do expect you to get traction within that first month to justify even month number two, to be perfectly frank.
Right. Right. Now, you're able to go in and see the analytics and all that stuff that's coming in, right? Your calls that are coming in. And
Look at you, Carl. You're shifting to the new age. I like it. Absolutely. Analytics are included.
I am trying.
When's the last
I wish I was 30 years younger, but, you know, that doesn't happen.
When's the last time you thought you would ask someone at 70 years old, hey, you got the analytics to go with it, too? Right?
Yeah, right.
This world is crazy. But yes, so.
Well, you know, it has to be. You have to change with it.
Yeah, and I appreciate you being a 70-year-old man who has pivoted with the universe, right? A lot of people don't do that, but that means that you've been a salesperson your whole life, too, because salespeople are the ones who adapt.
Well, see, that's the thing. You know, you're not just a repairman. You're a salesman. When you're out there in the field, you're selling the job. You're selling to the people.
Right.
So
it's a full-time job. Exactly, to be any type of service offerer, because you're also the salesperson, and some of them they're also the office manager and the accountant and the, you know, all
that's right,
things as well.
Chief bottle washer. You got it.
There you go. So that being said, the back end dashboard, absolutely, that's where you can send those emails and text messages as well.
That's what I was wondering. Yeah, you have a back end.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, you get impressions, click-throughs, and it segregates it from Facebook to Google, so that way you can see how each one is running. Because a lot of people want to see, if Facebook is really hot, some people throw an extra $100 in there, you know what I mean? It's not like, $100 goes a long way, don't get me wrong, but when people start seeing the conversion.
I don't know that. I don't know how much they charge on Facebook.
Right. You're going to see the per-click rate is ridiculously low compared to Google. And again, you can run, anytime you want to run Google Ads with us, you can too. Our Google Ads starting price point is $300 a month. So it's just easy to see why we start at different levels, because we know how far every dollar goes on, depending on what platform you're advertising.
Right. Well, definitely you can see where it's coming in on the Facebook, so.
Yeah, exactly. So all that is there. We also include a tracking number for you as well. In your case, you may want that, you may not, but it's really designed strictly to show you how many calls are coming through from our platforms. And the reason why I say you may not want that, you said you bought a phone number, and I know this was very valuable back in the day. You can still keep that phone number. All calls will go through to that. And then the tracking number, the way it looks like, is when people look on Google, it'll reflect the tracking number. But when calls come into you, you won't know the difference. You'll still be able to see exactly which phone number the call is coming from. And the customer still gets connected directly to you.
Yeah,
there's
no announcement of anything
different, right? So if you ever tried Angie's or something like that, and it says, like, thank you for calling Angie's, press 5 to go through, that's not the case with our tracking number. It's just a straight connection. If all it is another level of analytics that apparently Carl loves.
Well, and that's the thing. I was with the Angie's List and so forth, and those were not good platforms for me.
Yeah, Angie's is one of those things where they love cannibalism. We hate cannibalism in the world of
marketing. Well, that's it.
So that's the other thing I didn't bring up, but just so you know, Google has us as a premier channel partner. What that means to you, we have to guarantee nationwide a minimum 3 out of 4 success rate for all 10,000 of our clients. And in order to do that, we only use one client per service area. We do not sign up even 2 clients in a service area. And here's why, Carl. If we had even 2 appliance repairmen in greater, Fountain Valley, think about the math. One of you is probably going to be happier than the other. That's going to set us up at a 50% success rate. And if we started replicating that nationwide, Google would straight kick us off their platform. And then, we're out of business, right? We do not do any of that at all, because it's not in our best interest to. I know if you've dealt with Andy's, you know what I'm talking about, where your supposed lead that was, they said it may not just be yours. They didn't also tell you that maybe 10 other companies bought it at the same time and they're calling that client at the same time.
Right.
We don't operate like that. We can't.
Yeah, and that makes sense.
Yeah. So, again, I don't want to be the person who twists the knife here, so let me know what do you need to hear from me before I, ask you if this makes sense to move forward.
Well, it makes sense to move forward, definitely.
Okay. So do you have about 10 minutes and then we'll wrap things up here?
Actually, no.
No worries.
You can call it back later if you like. I definitely want to do this. So.
Okay. And then when did you...
Probably later on. I'm working the phones right now. That's why I said that.
I figured you were, because you have to wear all the hats that you wear, Carl.
That's it.
Okay.
When you wear the hat, you wear them all.
No worries. So here's how it works, just so you understand the process. I take about 5 to 10 minutes of your time just to do a preliminary questionnaire. And it's just simple things like what regions do you want to work on? What appliance repair services do you want us to indicate specifically? Things like that. That's going to take a couple minutes. We initiate the first month's payments, and then you schedule a time for an onboarding call. The onboarding call takes about 30 minutes. We're usually available from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. for the onboarding call. It can start in any of those windows, either starting 7 to 8 or like 3 to 4 is the last window.
Okay.
So first and foremost, when do you want me to call you back for the 5 minutes?
The onboarding is basically to explain to you how to do it, how to use the product, correct?
that's half of it. And the other half is you telling us what you want on your website. So that way we can customize it specifically for you.
Right, right. Okay. Yes. Well, later this time, probably around 2 would be good.
Okay. All right. I'll definitely reach out to you at 2. And then in the meantime, I'll shoot you an email just so you have everything in writing. So that way, you know, there's no...
Yeah. And then also, you know, tell me what you're looking to get from me, and I'll try to have it together for you.
Yeah. So again, it's pretty simple. I'll go through the questions here. It's basically the services you offer, when you want to schedule your onboarding
right.
call. Do you have the right licensing and insurance? And then if you have a personal Facebook page that you want us to create the, because when we create the business profile, it has to connect to someone's personal Facebook page. So we can get that. And then other than that, that's basically it. Oh, last thing. Do you want your website to be connected for payment? Meaning, do you want people to pay on your website? That would be an interesting thing that maybe you want. Not everyone wants
that.
That's
something different. Okay. I never thought about that on the website. Yeah, you're talking about paying through the website?
Yeah, click here to pay, go to our secure server, et cetera. Mm-hmm.
Really? Hmm. Okay.
Again, it's not
that's
for everyone, but in your field, it might be sensible.
We can talk more about that because, I mean, right now, we do our own invoicing. We collect a check. We have a credit card, you know, that we deal with. We don't through Invoice ASAP, they have their own deal, but it's like 3.5%, you know.
Right, right,
and,
right.
But I don't pay a monthly fee or anything like that. It's just strictly a 3.5, and we basically hand that over to the customer. You know, if you want to pay by credit card, there's a credit card charge. You know, the bank charges a credit card charge. So
yeah,
that's something that we just explain to them, and it's on the invoice that we give them. But a lot of times when, you know, people just don't care, they just want to pay it by credit card, they'd rather do that than, you know, try to carry cash or write a check.
Right. And so if you already have it with, you said SAP, right? You already have it with SAP?
With SAT?
You said the credit card processing is SAP?
Invoice ASAP.
Oh, Invoice ASAP. Gotcha. So
it's an invoicing program.
Right. And if you already have that, that's fine. If you want us to integrate it, I think it is a small, it is an additional charge to integrate it. So it probably doesn't make sense to you because you have it as a free only when it's used type of charge that goes straight to your customers
right.
rather than you pay us
right.
for it. But, you know, it is an available thing. Again, I don't think it's necessary since you already have a process in place. But that's basically it. I mean, as far as the questionnaire, you've almost answered all of them. I that's just what I let you know we go through.
Okay. Very good. I'll talk to you later on this afternoon around 2.
Okay. All right, I'll reach out then. Thanks so much, Carl.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.